Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom. As we got through the sources yesterday, teaching us these halacha of shinui kodesh and shinui bailim, that one always has to have the proper intention, and one can't lechatchila think other thoughts. For a different bialim, for a different karban, and different halachas, whether apostles b'di'evit without the proper thought, or whether it's kosher, or v'lo all the bialim l'shem chova. Towards the end of the Gemara, so we quoted Motzei Sifasecha Teshmar V'yasisa, as we learned earlier, that teaches us that it doesn't pasul b'di'evit, it's just l'chadchila, because it turns from a neder to a nedava, so it's still kosher. But we also quoted the pasuk in Parshas Sav, Zo Satora la'olav la'mincha, right at the end of the day when we were stuck, and we thought it might be limited to certain karbanos, because that's where we find the psukim. So we say, well, we have the all-encompassing pasuk at the end of the section that includes all of the karbanos. Ola, mincha, chatas, asham, and shlamim. So that includes it all. So the Gemara, on the second to last line, discusses what do you need both for. But just one hara before that, because the principle is brought up that we're going to have after. Right? The Gemara had the Havamina before it had the last step of maybe if you shat l'shlo l'shma, it should passel. So we quoted Motzav Asecha Tishmar. Tosfos asks, Tema, ha'bechol duchta b'inim b'kachim shina la'akev v'ha'chalo shina. We are going to have the principle in Kachim that when it comes to inyane karbanos, so the rule is that in order for something to be ma'akiv b'di'evit, it has to be repeated twice. Right? All different areas of halacha have their own rules. And in Hilchos Kachim, shana ha'kasav la'akiv. It has to be written twice in order to be ma'akiv. So here it's only written once. So asks the Tosfos, you know, how do you know, what's the havamina that it should be ma'akev? Right? The Gemara asks, so that we have to come and answer, Motzav Asecha Tishmar V'yasisa. So Tosfos says, he works out how you could have a case of two, how it really is two psukim. The parach v'shini kodesh dikatrei koi. So there are ways to answer that there really is a second pasuk here of shana hakasav la'akev. If you look on the Shita B'Kubetzes, it has a little different svara. In Os Yud says the Shita B'Kubetzes, quoting a Tosfos, Eima hecha d'shach elohu shlo l'shva l'fslu pirish b'Tosfos. Afal gav d'lo shina hakasav la'akev mikomakom l'fslu misvara. Even though normally to teach me a halacha, you have to have it said again to be say it's li'ikuva. Here, misvara, you would say it's possible even with only one pasuk. Why? Kivan deshina bilishman ki'ilu chaser ha'avoda sheshinaba. If you don't have the lishma, and that's what you learn from the pasuk, then it's like you're missing that avoda. If you're missing the avoda, obviously that's going to pasul. You know, usually, Shana Kosav La'akev, you have a pasuk to teach me a halacha, but you don't, that's not so as defining for the process. And that's why you would need a second pasuk to tell me that it's li'ikufa. But here Tosfos says, misvara, you might say, that once you don't have an avoda l'shma, it's as if you didn't do that avoda. You don't need a second pasuk to teach me that. Kamash Malan, that's why you might have thought that it's possible to have it even without a second pasuk in this context. Again, that's the principle, though, of Shana Hakasav La'akiv. And there are other answers as well. I saw the Chazon Yecheskel quotes that maybe there's similar to what the Shiva Kubetza says. Chazon Yecheskel says, Yishchilik beinim lashon ha-pasik misyaches el ose ha-avoda sheyasa pula kazuva ubaze yesh makam lomar sh'avim lo asa pula hazu ubitil es besfaso ina kabazon nisal b'shalkach. Is the pasik relating to the avoda that is being done? Or b'makam shebo'ut yachsa atara l'karban upirsha kitzad yesh linhog bo. Is it focusing on what you should do, the avoda, the osa avoda, the gavra, or is it focusing on the karban, what you should do with it? B'makam shebekazeh, af below shana kazav la'akev, yesh leposo lo nasa kedino, kiven shakarban chaser mikashruso. Right? Maybe the Chazon Yechezkel says, if the focus is on the chefsa, then once you don't have the proper chefsa, that it's going to be ma'akev in the kashrus of the karban. If it's about your doing something, then you could say, even if you didn't do it, maybe you could still be kosher. But if it's about the karban itself, the description, so then maybe even just one pasuk. The Afkan says the Chazon Yechezkel, Shenomar ve'es ha'ayol yaseh zevach shlamim lashem. Right, the aisle focusing on the carbon. Sheyesh lasos es aisle zevach shlamim, and lo asol es zevach shlamim. So maybe chaser bekashruso, and also the drasha le'el. That's the comes up with a limitation on the idea of shana l'kasav la'akev itself. Interesting. We have to talk about misvara. Why that would be? Why, in, out of all areas of halacha, usually if the Torah says something, the Torah says it, and you might have thought that if it says it, it's a din likuv even just one pasuk. By Kachim, we have, no, you need a second pasuk. You need a second pasuk to say, Shana Kasav Akev. As if, maybe it's relating back to what we had back on Daf Beis, that a carbon is Stama Lishma. So to ruin a carbon, it has to be, it's already Bekashruso, it's already Bekdushaso, and one has to overcome in order to pasul it. So maybe that's where Shana Kasav Akev comes, because you're already dealing with Kedusha, and now you're ruining the Kedusha, that's why you have to have something stronger in order to pasul. So we have the Tosfos, which comes up, Tosfos comes up with the second pasuk. We have the Shidim Kubetzes, who says, Misvara, you might say Shana Kasav Akev here, and the Chazon Yecheskel, who says, well, maybe giving the Svara for the Shidim Kubetzes, or saying his own Shita, that maybe there's a difference between when the pasuk is focusing on the Avoda, on the person doing the avoda, or focused on the carbon itself, that would make a difference. Okay, that's just on the last line that we did yesterday. So now we're up to the second to last line, dealing with why we needed two psukim. Says the Gemara, v'itzrich motzas v'asecha, v'itzrich zos ha-Torah. You needed both psukim of motzas v'asecha to teach me that it is not possible with the Eved, and you need Zos HaTorah to learn from Shlamim. You don't say that you just learned from Motzis Vasecha. Motzis Vasecha, you might say that teaches me that you need Lishma. That's by all Karbanos, right? Motzis Vasecha, Tishbar V'yasiza, Kasher Nadarta, L'Shem L'kech Nadava. That's not limited to a specific Karban. So the Gemara says you need both. Why? Because Rachmana Motzis Vasecha. If you would have only had Motzis Vasecha, the pasuk in Kisei say Lo Yada B'mai Kasav Rachmana, right? But Lo Yada B'mai. So I wouldn't have known with what are we talking about? Which context are we talking about? Kasav Rachmana Zos HaTorah. That's why you'd also have Zos HaTorah to teach me that we're talking about in the world of Karbanos. Because Rachmana Zos HaTorah. I would have thought it's even ma'akib at the Evan, because Rechmana Moses Vasecha. That's why you have to have each pasik to be Megale on the other. We're talking about Karbanos, and it's only ma'akev lechadchila and not b'di'eved, as at least by the Karbanos that are not the exceptional ones, right? The Chatas, if you remember, and the Pesach Bismano, right? Those two are going to be exceptions to the rule. We still didn't get into, I think I mentioned Beremez on Dav Beis, you know, what exactly does it mean Pesach Bismano? Right? When is Pesach Bismano? It's an Erev Pesach. But when exactly does that mean, Erev Pesach? We will have an amazing Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. What about the morning of Erev Pesach? Right? Before the time you have to bring it. When does the status of a Karban Pesach start? Could you have the status of Karban Pesach even before you can actually shech the Karban Pesach? That's going to be a Machlokas Tanoim on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So we'll see what does it mean, Pesach Bismano. Okay. So Rami Reish Lakish Alma Ohi Be Medrasha. Reish Lakish asked a question on his stomach. What does that mean? Alma Ohi. Rashi, Shochiv al Bitno. Panav Lamata Klapikarka. He's lying on the floor. He asked the question. So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim already discussed, is that Prakdan, there's a Machlokas elsewhere. What does Prakdan mean? Does it mean lying on your back? Does it mean lying on your stomach? Different Pshatim in the Rishonim. See, if it's lying on your stomach, so how did Reish Lakish do this? If it's usur to lie Prakdan, right? It's not a tznius way of lying. So what is this? Others mean maybe it just means it's not Dafka that he did this, or if he did it, he just did it as a simon of hachna, of COVID rosh, right? Others, some achronim say he was just lying as a, being memait himself. If you look at Karen Ora has a discussion of this line. Yesh lomar, ki ramaz bazeh inyan musari, al pi mash amr chazal. The pasuk says, the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, pasach hakasev b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan, achshav shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. We know we don't have a Mizbeach anymore, so what brings Kapara? The Shulchan, the table of a person, and the Maisim Tovim, and the Chesed that a person does at his table. Remember, we saw that amazing Minog, Tsarfas, that's quoted in Rabbeinu Bachai, I think, in Parshas Truma, about people being buried in their table. They used to make their coffins with their table, because they wanted their mitzvos that they did with their table to come with them. So the Gemara says the Menachah, Sadi Zayin. Vizeh, says the Karen Orch, Shenomer Gemara love Divrei Torah. Haino sha'achila so lishmahi. When is the table a mechaper? When the table is full of schuyos? When we have our eating to be lishma? And when we have Divrei Torah? O akavana, o bekavana pshuta, kamar lachazei kochal avodas Hashem. V'achila kuzu ila ratzon. When you have an appropriate achila, that it's the ratzon, then it can bring kapara. But often we're just eating because we're filling our own stomachs. It's not that we are eating so lishma. Im ein maratz in lama bun. V'ulai chatz v'shalami kayim bozev zereisli v'yivsulu v'gamrei. Atsha amar. So he says, what are we going to do with most of our achilos? He says, k'sas takana yesh mipsul gamur im yishbar motzi sfasav. So we have a little takana. Even if we're not eating with the perfect kavana, if we say a bracha beforehand, if we say a bracha afterwards, that itself can help out. Levarech bracha shalafaneo lachareho bekavana shleima. Oz im ein bohem ritzu mikomako mipsul gamer yatsu. Im ein bohem machshavas pigol. Lemalos nafsho betayva hakura kiteva habema. So as I'm eating normally, I'm not eating to be like a behemoth. I make my brachas. I have somewhat proper kavana, then at least it's not possible to the Eved. It's maybe not on the highest level of eating lishma, like the Rambam is bechol derechecha to ehu. Every time we eat, we're doing it just to keep healthy, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're doing the best we can. V'yalzer ramaz, rami ratzalomar alma ohi. Right? He's like pushing down his stomach, meaning pushing down the ritzonos of the physicality, but we're trying to be makadish. Maybe that's what's a reference to this phrase. Rami Reish Lakash Alma Ohi Be Medrasha Umakshi. He was pushing down the physical, and some say maybe this is Dafka Reish Lakish, who was constantly doing shuva for the rest of his life for what he did at the beginning of his life in terms of being a bandit. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, either way, it's interesting that Reish Lakish himself did this behavior, which was somehow meant to teach us something about tshuva, something about keeping the proper perspective. But either way, he asked the question, Be Medrasha, Umakshi. And he asked, and one could ask, again, the Karenor, I assume, is assuming this as well. The question has to do with the behavior. Right, we're dealing with his issue that he just explained was, you want the achila to be not possible, but the eved. Right, so his question is, how do you have this middle ground? Im ksherim heim yiratsu. V'mein maratzin, lama bayin. Lama bayin. So again, we just had a makar that said, oh, the carbon is kosher, it just doesn't fulfill your chiyav. So ask Reish Lakish, how do you have such a middle ground? If it's kosher, it should be kosher and it should work. And if it's not kosher, then it shouldn't work and it should be puzzle. Right? How do you have this middle ground? How do you have this? So maybe that's what's alluding to the Karen Oris Pshat just now. Right? Where do you have such a middle idea? So Amalo Rabbi Elazar, I'll give you a precedent. We have a precedent of a carbon that does not achieve full kapara for the individual. Where do you have a precedent? Matzinu baboyen lachar misa. Sometimes you have karbanas brought after the death of a person. And we know you can't have kapara fully lachar misa. You can have zechuyos lachar misa. Right? A person could do zechuyos le'ilu nishmasa. But in terms of getting kapara lachar misa, in kapara l'mesim, we say elsewhere. Shein k'sherim vein maratzin. But we do find that there is a karban brought lachar misa, and it's kosher. And it's not maratzeh for the individual. Where do we have that? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah Maseches Kinim. Kinim, as we know, at the end of Seder Kachim, all about birds. All about birds and mix-up of birds and what do you do with sets of bird karbanos. So Ditnan, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha, a woman who has a baby, an Isha Yoledes, who has a chiyiv to bring a set of karbanos, so she has to bring a chatas and an ola. So what happens if Isha Sheviya chatas of a mesa, she brought her chatas and then she died. So what about the Ola? What do you do with the Ola? Yaviyo Yarshin Olasa. The Yarshim can bring her Ola. Because she already brought the Chatas. The Chatas is the one that's really ma'akev in terms of the kapara needed. If she was alive, as long as she brought her Chatas, her Yarshim could bring her Ola. So, Olasa, Vumesa, lo Yaviyo Yarshin Chatasa. But if she brought her Ola and then she died, then her Yarshin could not bring her Chatas. Rashi says, Vahavile Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha. This is why the halacha most should be seen at one of the chatos mesos, a chatos whose owner died, and the halacha is, as Gemara is going to have later on also, v'hilchaz Rashi says, v'hilchaz gemira la de la misa azla. You have to leave those to die. Right? That's the vitimna, the Rashi tevas. V'lad chatos, tumuris chatos, mesa baleha, Niskapra ba'acher and Avresh Nasa, right? The five alluded to in the word Vitimna. So the Mishnah says though that if the woman died after her chadis, you bring the Ola. The Ola is still related to the Yoledes, and she died, and the Yarshim still bring it for her. So you see there's an example of a carbon being kosher, but not totally connecting to the owner, because the owner's not here anymore. So too, that's the precedent. They answered Reish Lakish for our Mishnah. That you can have a kasher velo alu labayil l'shem chova, just like you have it in the Mishnah by Yoledes, you have it in our Mishnah. Again, there's what to say on that Mishnah, but let's first continue. Amar le, Reish Lakish answers, Modina lecha ba'ola da'asi alachar misa. Fine by Ola, I understand by Ola, that you can have an Ola connected, because what does an Ola do? An Ola is not balaratzos anyway. In Olas, we're going to have Bez Hashem on Dav Zayin. We're going to have Ola is a Doron. The main essence of an Ola is just a present. It's voluntary. It's not obligatory. So an Ola, I understand, can exist without its connection to the owner. But Asham, de lo asi lachar misa minolan. What about Asham? Right, the Tanakama in the Mishnah, remember, says, what are the only exceptions? Chatas and Pesach. So Asham's not there. So Asham is Baal Chait, three Chataim. And we see, the Mishnah says it's kosher. How can you have that? How can you have, says Reish Lakish, that's what I'm bothered by. You're bringing me a precedent of Ola. Okay, Ola. Oh, what about Asham? How could you have a carbon that's Ba'al Chait, that's disconnected from its owner? So Amale, they answer Reish Lakish, hey, you're right, there is a Tana like you. Hare Machlakosech Betzito. Rebel Yezer Omer, Af Asham. Right, the Asham, you're arguing, and you seem to hold like Rabbi Elazar, who says that Asham also has the status of Chatas. Omar, says Reish Lakish, Zeu she'omrin alav Adam Gadolhu. Right, this is what they say about him, that he's an Adam Gadol. Kamin anamish ashleim, ve'atamar li Rabbi Elazar. You're telling me, Rabbi Elazar, I'm asking you about the Tanakama. I'm asking you about the Rabbanan, the Shita that seems to be accepted. So don't tell me, oh, Rabbi Elazar, I want to know about... the Stam Mishnah, that Chatas is the only exclusion, so Asham works. So again, I'm back to my question, says Reish Lakish. So, and again, there's an affinity between Asham and Chatas, but there's also an affinity to Asham and other Karbanas. Where we know Chatas is the only Karban that has Zrikos on all four corners. Right, all four corners of the Mizbeach and Lamala Michotas Sikra. Right, Chatas is on all four, Arba Kronos. And every single, meaning Zrikos is the avoda that relates to the kapara of the karban. And that's where the differences in the Zrikos. So the karbanos reflect different intensities in the karbanos. A chatas, which is a real bona fide avera, many averas, you need these Zrikos on top of the chutasikra, on the kronos, on all four. But asham is like ola, right? You don't need it on all four. Shtayim shehin arba. So even though it's baal chait, but it's different, and it's lamata michot asikra, right? It's lower than the middle red line. So Asham is somewhere in the middle, as we'll talk about Beth Hashem. But anyways, Reish Lakish asks, I'm bothered by Asham, and you're quoting me, Rabbi Elazar. I'm not interested in that. So Ella, I'm a Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you know what? Okay, I'll answer my own kasha. Eftachan apischol anafshai. Maybe he didn't hear the previous pasuk that we quoted before. He was bothered by the Mishnah, and now he quotes Moses of Asecha v'gomer, Hayin adav aneder huvachulu kidula el. So he didn't hear earlier the drasha, so he sees the pasuk as one word neder, one word nedava. So therefore he realizes that you could have a neder that downgrades to an adava, and therefore, you're right, misvara, I find it difficult, but it's a pasuk in Chumash. And if it's a pasuk in Chumash, now I understand that is what is understood. The Rishonim and the Achronim are not really here, because as we've said, we don't have the quote-unquote regular Rishonim on Zvachim, but in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, they talk about, the Pnei Yeshua discusses there, what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah exactly? The Mishnah there, this Mishnah, again, we don't have Gemara, lengthy Gemara on Kinim, so you have to look where it's quoted elsewhere in Shas. So look in the Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, that's where it's quoted. So the Pnei Yeshua there deals with what exactly is the Chiddush of this Mishnah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Pirish Rashi, Ashmina to Kreva la'achar Misa. The Chiddush is that you bring the Ola after Misa. The Ha Ashmi'inan Hachi, Ba'olas Yoledes, Tfei Mi Bishar Olos. Why is the Mishnah teaching me this Chiddush, Dafka by in Olas Yoledes, more than different than, let's say, other Olos that could be brought la'achar Misa? Nearly, the Bishar Olos, Pshita the Yechon la'achar la'achar Misa. By other Olos, of course. Somebody is makdish an animal and then they die. Why wouldn't you be able to bring it afterwards? It's not balachaper.
like chatos and asham.
So by other karbanos, of course, you can bring a lachar misa. Kiban de mechaper nami aasei de yorshim, as we will have. It's also mechaper on bitul aseis of the yorshim that are bringing it. So then, obviously, you bring it afterwards. Kid maskin and parakama desvachim. Masha ein kein baolas yoledes salkadai datein kriba lachar misa. But Yoledes, you might think that karbanos are all connected somehow to the birth, to herself, to that experience that the children didn't go through. Kidemak shahasam, as we're going to have soon. Ihi yolda banim yoldu. So that's why dafka by Yoledes, we have the havamina that maybe this is very difficult to bring lachar misa, and it still brought lachar misa. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. Kamash v'olam kidushaninan hasam. The sof sof mechaper nami asei dida udi yarshim ayin sham.
Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua says that there's a special reason why this is taught to us, dafka by Yoledes, because you might have thought that the Ola doesn't work, and it's specifically related to the birth. Good. The Ritva there also talks about a couple of points, but there is an interesting discussion in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham notes that we usually have, let me just read the Ritva first, then we'll talk about the Magen Avraham. The Ritva there notes that the Chi of Ola, interesting, you usually when you have two karbanos, you have the Chathos that comes before the Ola. Right? You have the Sur Meirah, and then you have the Asei Tov. Similarly here, the Chi of Chathos, the Ritva has a Lashon there in Kiddushin, that the Chi of Ola is only really after you bring the Chathos. Once you brought the Chathos Bechayeha, then she could have the Chi of Ola. So the question that the Magen Avraham asks is that we know in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, we talk about saying Karbanos. As you know, the Shulchan Aruch says that we should say every day the Karban Parsha of the Ola and the Parsha of the Chathos. Ask the Magen Avraham, isn't Chathos Kodemis LaOla? So why does the Seder Amira in the morning, do we say Ola before we say Chathos? Right, if Chathos should always be before. So the Magen Avraham answers here, right, in Simen Aleph Os Ches, says the Magen Avraham, Lefiyam Avur B'Gemara, Shasiba Shachathos Kodemes La'Ola. Why does Chathos usually come before Ola? Because Ola is a Doron. Right, we're going to have this by the Shem in 2 days from now. Mashal Praklish and Nichnas Lamelech. If you're going to bring a present to the king, Ritza Praklav and Nichnas Dor Nachara. First, you appease the king with anything that might have gone wrong, and then you bring the present. And Tosfos says, Afsha Ola Mechaperes Ala Sin Yoser Miasher Chatas Bikomakam Kivin Shachatas Karvat Chila Kfar Kipra Gamala Sinata Ein Ola Elo Doron. Even though Ola is mechaper a little bit, as we'll see on Aseis, on Bittel Aseis, but once you bring the Chathos, that takes care of everything. And that's why you have to bring the Chathos, then the Ola is a complete Doron. Im Kein calls that Kishik, Rif Chathos. When you're makar v'chathos, then the Ola is totally taken care of. It's not mechaper at all, because the Chathos just took care of it. Avo ba'amiris parshas ha-chathos. But says the Magen Avraham, if you're just saying the parsha of the Chathos, it's not a full kapara, it's a ki'ilu. Kivan shekasav atur shalo yomar yiratzon kilografti chathos. Shema eno chayev chathos. By chathos, you're supposed to say the yiratzons after each paragraph, because you can't bring a chathos benedava. What if you're not chayev chathos? So you just say the parsha. Vilu ola vade mechaperis. But ola, ein l'chadam, shein l'chayev, kama asin. The Gemara says, later on, on Daf Zayin, that everybody can bring an Ola, because Ola, everybody's not perfectly done every mitzvah. And Chatas ain kaparasa brura kol kach, and therefore, when you know Vada, that you're chayev an Ola, and you're not too sure about a Chatas, then you bring the Ola first. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Okay, other Achronim say, beautiful, the Shev Yaakov says here, quoting the Biuri Adaf, then maybe the din of Chatas and Ola, about Chatas coming before Ola, is when they're brought as a set. They're brought as one set, then Chatas comes before Ola. If you just have to bring two separate karbanos, you have two different chayuvim, then it's not as crucial. Ein did kedima ela ba'ola v'chatas sheba'al davar echad, kagon yoledes, umitzora, o af b'shnei dvarim, la'acha shenishchutu shneim, ba'on v'opnei akoin l'zvikas daman. Or you have both of them right there to do. Aval misha chayev chatas al davar echad, yachol lahavi olas nedava o chova al davar acher, v'kan ha'amiros heim al dvarim nifradim, v'kan lo nechshav shenishchlu omdu lefana v'chulu. So it could be that chatas and ola only are when they are one set and not separate chiyuv. Okay, there's more, but we'll leave that. Why is Yoledes chayev chatas in the first place? The shvua that she took, how exactly do we understand that shvua?
Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara right in the middle. Yosef Reb Zeira Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba V'Yosef Abaya Gabayu V'Yasi V'Ka'amri. So all these rabbis, Reb Zeira and Reb Yitzchak Abba, were sitting. Abaya was sitting in front of them, and they said to Abaya, Kashal Eder Ish Lakish. Asham de lo asi lachar misa, right? That's what Reish Lakish was bothered by, the Asham one, because the Asham is a little ba'al chait. So how could you have that lachar misa? Don't bring me such a raya from Ola. He wasn't happy with that Mishnah. V'nasav ha-Talmud ha-Motzah sevasecha. And they brought the Makar ha-Motzah sevasecha. Ema, maybe we should say, even the Pasuk is limited. Because the Pasuk is about Neder and Nedava. Right, a nether downgrades to Nadava. Ema hababa nether and Nadava laisi, velo lirtsu, asham lo laisi klal. Maybe nether and Nadava bring, even though it won't be meratze, but when it comes to an asham, lo laisi klal, right, maybe it shouldn't be brought at all. Maybe the pasuk is only by ola and items that can be brought by Nadava, but not an asham, right? That's not included in the pasuk. So amaluhu abaya, reish lakash mehacha pasach. Reish Lakish really had the following. For Shachat Osa L'Chatas. It's a special diet by Chatas that it's different than the others. Osa L'Shma K'sherah Shalo L'Shma P'sula. Hashar Kachim Shalo L'Shma K'sherim. Right, when it comes to Chatas, Chatas Dafka has the word Osa. That means Chatas is unique. If you don't have Chatas L'Shem, the right carbon and the right owner, then it's Pasol. But all other carbonos would be Kasher. Yochol Yeratzu Tamalomer Moses V'Asecha. So really Moses V'Asecha is a second step. The first step is only chatas, but you might think all the other ones are even ola l'shem chova, so that's limited by motza. That's limited by motza svasecha. The Ema says the Gemara, habab and edem redava laisi velo lirtsi, asham irtsi nami lirtsi. So maybe the opposite. Maybe the diak is from motza svasecha is that pasuk again tells me you have middle ground. It's kosher, but it's not maratzeh, because it goes from neder to nedava. So asham is different than chatas, but maybe it's different than these also. Maybe asham should be kosher and even should be maratzeh. The opposite extreme. A chatas is totally pasul. Maybe asham should be totally kosher, even more than other karbanos. So Amar Abaya, asham demarti lo matzeh zamer. That's impossible. That's impossible. If you have a karban that has ritzui elements, and it's not connected to the owner, it can't be. Kava chomer me'ola. Uma ola she'ena mechaperes ena maratze. In ola, which inherently is not mechaper, general ola, yes, we'll see it has some kapara elements to it, but it's not what's called ba'al chet, like ola and like chatas and asham. It is mechaper for bitul aseh, your lavanitik laseis, as we will see. But inherently, it's not like ola and asham are different. Asham is one of the averas that come for sin, and ola isn't. So, uma ola she'ena mechaperes, ena meratzeh, if ola, which is not bala chaper, it is not meratzeh. So asham she'machaper, ena din she'ena meratzeh. Surely asham shouldn't be able to be meratzeh if it's not connected to the owner, right? Rashi, asham she'machaper, alavin ha'amurin, right? The three averas that an asham is mechaper for. Shvuas ha'pikadon, v'hektish, meaning mi'ila, v'shivcha harufa, right? Those are the three sins related to asham. There are five ashams, but the other ones are not baal chet. There's asham mitzora and asham talui. And asham, all right, asham gezelos, asham ilos, asham harufa, asham nazar, asham mesor, asham tali. Right, the five in Ezel Makoman. So, enodin she'ena maratza. So, if asham is even more ba for atonement can exist separate from the owner. So if ola, which is not really for atonement, is not connected to the owner, so surely asham. So Gemara says, what do you mean, mala ola shekin kalil? What do you mean? Maybe ola is more stringent in the fact that it totally burns. We know we're going to have many Gemaras in Maseches Vachim and elsewhere talking about the uniqueness of every carbon. And the uniqueness of Ola is always Shekin Kalil. It's the only carbon that's totally burned on the Mizbeach. So that makes it more Kadosh. So maybe that's why Ola is not Maratzeh. Because it's Kulo Kalil. It's an intense carbon like that. And that's why. But maybe Asham would be good enough to be Maratzeh. Even though it was Shalol Lishma. Whereas a Shlamim Yochichu, no, Shlamim will prove that the middle ground is not because of Kalil. Shlamim is just like Ola, right? It is kosher, Veina Maratzeh. So you see, Kalil is not a factor. Says the Gemara, well, Shlamim himself has his own factor. Malu Shlamim, Shekein Tu'unin, Shlamim also has uniqueness. What does Shlamim have? Shlamim is Kachei Kalim. It's less Kadosh than Ola and Chatas and Asham and Mincha. All of those are Kachei Kachim. Maybe Shlamim is
is we thought the Shlomim is more kal, so to speak. The Gemara said, no, Shlomim also has this uniqueness. Shekein tu'unin nesachim. Shlomim has libations that go along with it. Wine that's brought. Utnufas chazi v'shok. And then you wave it. You wave, it's not one of the four avodos, but it's also part of the process. You wave the chazer, the chest bone, the chest, the meat, v'shok, and the thigh. You wave that, tenufas chazi v'shok. Right, Rashi quotes here that smicha is not quoted here, because Hashem also has smicha. So this is not going to be smicha, it's not going to be, it's by Shlomim, but it's not going to be different than Hashem. So you see here that Shlomim also is different than Hashem. So maybe that's why Shlomim has a chumrah. But Ola tochiyach. So what do you mean? Ola doesn't have those. So Ola will prove that those factors aren't key. So what do? We have a team between Ola and Shlomim. V'chazer adin, la roi zeh. Ola and Shlomim are not exactly the same. Hatzarashava shebahen. What do they have in common? Shehin kachim, v'shachlem shlo lishman ksheirin ve'in maratzin. They're both karbanos. And if you shach them shlo l'shma, they're kosher, but do not count to fulfill the chiyuv of their owner. So afani avi asham shu kodesh, asham is also a carbon. V'shach them shlo l'shma kosher ve'ino maratze. So again, we wanted to say, what's the makar for asham? Again, why is there a problem? Because we have two psukim. One pasuk says only chatas, osa, and nothing else. And the other pasuk says neder could become a nedava, meaning it's kosher, but it doesn't count for the owner. So asham could really be excluded from both of them. Because Hashem is excluded from Chatas, but it's not exactly Baba Nedra, but Nedava. That's why we're having trouble how to figure out Hashem. So we say, well, it's not like Chatas, but maybe it's a Kavachomer from Ola. So we said, no, maybe it's not a Kavachomer. Ola has a uniqueness. Okay, Kavachomer from Shlomim. Shlomim also has a uniqueness. So we're like, well, because each of them don't have the same uniqueness, so Ola and Shlomim have this halacha, so it must be that Hashem also has that halacha. Good. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maybe Ola and Shlomim do have a uniqueness against Asham. What is that? Shekein yeshno bitzibur. Ola and Shlomim both exist bitzibur. Ola, many karbanos are bitzibur by Ola. Right? Every karban tzibur. Every karban musuf. Every karban tamid. Right? They're all tzibur karbanos that are olos. Shlomim is a little more difficult to figure out, which is the tzibur. There's only one. There's one carbon, that's a shlomim, that's a tzibur, that's the shalmei tzibur, the kibsei atzeres that are brought on Shavuos, along with the shtei halechem. Those are the only carbon shlomims that are kachi kachim that are betzibur, right? The kibsei atzeres, the sheep that are brought along with the shtei halechem. So the Gemara says maybe that's why they're unique, but Asham wouldn't be unique. And therefore, maybe Asham, again, we're back to the original question. Maybe an Asham is even kosher. It's not the middle ground of kosher below all of the bialams. The Gemara says, Toda dochiach. No, Toda will prove that that is not true. Because there is no Toda bitzibur, and yet you have the halacha of kosher v'anamaratza by Toda. Then my first and wonder, what about there is the, we bring the Mishnayos and Shavuos discuss special carbon Todas that you bring when you want to expand the borders of the Azara. So is that a toda shel tzibur, or that's not a normal circumstance? But either way, generally, a toda is not brought up at tzibur. So again, doesn't that prove? Therefore, the Asham could be like toda. So Gemara says, mala toda, wait a minute, toda has its own uniqueness. Shekein tu'un alechem, right? The uniqueness of carbon toda is that it has loaves brought with it. There's only one other carbon that has loaves, but toda has the most. Toda, as we mentioned, has 30 matzah and 10 chametz. So that's what its uniqueness is. So Gemara says, no, Ola v'shlamim yochicho. Ola and Shlomim don't have lechem. So make it a triple team. V'chazar adin, lo roizeh karoizeh v'lo roizeh karoizeh. Shlomim and Ola and Toda, they each have a uniqueness, but nobody has the uniqueness of the other one. So atzad ha'shava shebahen, Shein kachim v'shachlan shlo l'shman kasher v'edem ratzeh. They are all karbanos that if you shech shlo l'shma, L'shem, the different carbon, it's kosher, even though it does not count to fulfill the chiyuv of the owner. Afani avi asham, shu kodesh, v'shach l'shlo l'shmo kosher, ve'eno meratze. So that is the, so far we still good. We haven't had uniquenesses that apply to all other karbanas different than asham, and therefore we still say asham can be included. We'll talk about this again in the coming days, but just to mention it now, about the carbon toda. The carbon toda is very unique in that, as we just mentioned, it has a lot of loaves, but it also has the shortest time to eat it. Right, the shortest time to eat, you got to finish it that night. Right, toda is it's like a shlamim, so you should think it has day night. It should have day night day. Every shlamim has the day you shecht it, that night, and the following day. A toda is a shlamim. It has the most to eat. It only has that night. So the Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash, notes in Parshas Sav, because the point of the toda is giving thanks, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. And when you give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants you to be mefarsim and publicize. And that's why, if you want to make sure that all of these loaves don't become noser and left over, you have to publicize it. You have to invite your friends. You have to invite your whole family to help you eat it, because there's so much food. So you have so little time to eat it, and you have so much. So the only way it can be done is if you invite a lot of people. And they're going to say, why are you inviting us? You're going to talk about what happened in Makaras HaTov and the Karban Toda, right? And that is why the halacha is, says the Netziv, so much to eat, so little time to eat it, in order to force a person to publicize, right? Yodul Hashem chasov niflosa levnei adam, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. Right? That's what we have to try to do. That's the Karban Toda. Good. That's why we don't say Karban Toda is one of the few karbanos also that has chametz. That's why we don't say Mizmar Lasoda on Pesach or on Erev Pesach, because of that halacha. There's no problem with saying Toda on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, right? It's only Chol HaMoed Pesach because of the chametz. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, I still have a problem. All of those karbanos that we have in the Tzara Shaveh, Ola and Shlamim and Toda, all can be brought voluntarily. An ashram can't be brought b'neder b'nedava. So maybe all of those have the halacha because they're Baba Nedav, and Hashem is different. The Gemara does not answer here that maybe there's an Hashem that could also be brought Baba Nedav and Adava. We're going to have later on, Krisus Daf Chav Hei. We're going to have a Shita that says, Misnadi Vasam Hashem Tali B'chol Yom. You can bring an Hashem Tali every day because maybe you did a Safek Aveira. So we're going to see whether we hold that way, whether we don't. Or even if you say that's true, maybe that Hashem is not like the other Hashemos. Hashem Tali is a different type of Asham than the others. It's just Baal Safek. If you know for sure you did the Aveir Asham Dali, is not enough. It's just Lahagain Min Hayisurin, as the Gemara says elsewhere, to protect you from Tsaris until you know whether you Vaday did the Aveir or not, by an Asham Tali, which is usually brought if you don't know whether you did the Aveir or not. Okay, but either way, the Gemara does not bring that in here. Again, so the Gemara says, maybe Asham is different. Se'ela Amar Rava. Rava says, Ela, as we know, always means totally new answer. Okay, we try to learn it from just Motzis Vasecha, so we say it's learned that from the other pasuk. Zo Sator Rav Gomer Hikishu Hakasal Shlamim. All the karbanos are compared to Shlamim. So it's a it's not a svara, but it's just a limud. Ma Shlamim Shem Kachem Shaklem Shlol Shvan Ksherin Vein Maratzin Afa Niavi Asham Shehu Kodesh V'chulu. So we bring in Asham. We compare Asham to Shlamim. So the Gemara, wait a minute, that pasuk of Zo Satorah also has Chatos listed in it. So my chaz is to akash l'shlamim, akash l'chatas. Compare it to chatas, and maybe Hashem should be like chatas. Obviously, because Hashem is similar to chatas. We have a daya, Rabbi Elazar, that says it should be. Hamid rachmana osa. No, but you have the other pasuk by chatas that we had back on Amud Aleph. It says osa by chatas, only chatas and nothing else. So nothing's like chatas. So then, once you have the other pasuk, so we could compare Hashem to the other karbanos. The idea that we mentioned up above, that toda is ba b'nedar b'nedava, that is a big question in the Rishonim. Is there ever a time that you have to have an obligation to bring a Karban Toda? Is there an obligation? If you look in Rashi, in Parshas Vayikra, Rashi discusses this in Perek Zayin, in Parshas Sav, where he talks about, as we know, the four cases that are discussed in Meseches Menachos as well. The Meseches Menachos, Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara discusses the four cases that are abbreviated by Chaim, right? I'll just read the Rashi first. Rashi here in Parshas Sav on the Karban Toda Psukim, Zayin Yud Beis, says Rashi on the Pasuk, Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. Pasuk says Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. That already tips us off. Most Ims are if, right? With a couple of exceptions. But Im Al Toda Yakrivenu, Rashi says, Im al dvar hoda al neis shena aselo. If kigon yorde hayam holchei midbarios chavushi beso asurim becholosh nisrape shehein srichim lahodos. The four cases abbreviated by Chaim, right? Chaim, chole and yam and yisurin and midbar, right? Yisurin meaning jail. So those four, srichim lahodos, shakasib, and it says about them in Tehillim, Yodu Lashem chastov riflosel v'nei adam v'yizmuchu zivchei toda, they will bring a zivchei toda. Imal achas me'ele nadar,
So Toda is a little tricky, meaning these are they chiyuv? You have a chiyuv to be, you have a chiyuv to be noder, right? So what exactly is that a chiyuv? Is that not a chiyuv? If you look in Rashi and the Ksav Yad on Menachas, we have two Rashis. We have Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad. They're both on the page. So on the bottom of Ayin Tesma Beis, so Rashi seems to have a couple of opinions about this because the Gemara has a lashon called Todas Chova. So what does Todas Chova mean? So first there is where he says, Harei Alai. And because he says, Harei Alai, so now it's a Chova because he made a neder about these situations. Lishna Achrina, Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, Todas Chova Kigon, you went through these circumstances. And if you went through these circumstances, then you're Chayiv to bring them. Kigon, Mefarish B'yam, Yosef V'Shayar, V'chola, V'chavush. Darmin and Bebrachis, Arbaat, Srichin Lahodos. So Srichin Lahodos, does that mean Chayiv? So again, discussion, how much is it mechuyev or not? And does that parallel to the chiyev of Birchas Hagomel Bizman Hazeh? Discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yutes, how much is that a chiyev? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Simen, Hagen, Moshim, Beishin, Reish, those are the abbreviations of the people coming up. Yosef, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, V'yosef, Rav Sheshes, Gabayu, V'yasvi, V'kamri, still talking about this Reish Lakish, Kasha, Leila, Reish Lakish. Asham, Delo, Asi, Lachar, Misa. Right, the question was, Asham, right, remember the original source. We try to placate Reish Lakish, who says, how can you have this middle ground, that a carbon that exists, you know, by itself, without connecting to the owner? So they said, hey, what about the Ola of a carbon Yoledes? So Reish Lakish says, oh, come on, I'm talking about Asham, not Ola. Right, so he was bothered by Asham. So Lemalei, Reb Elazar, Asham Nami, Asi La'achar Misa. So why didn't we tell him, why didn't they answer him, that an Asham could also be brought La'achar Misa? How could an Asham be brought La'achar Misa? We know the halacha. The chatos mesos, the five cases of a chatos meso, where the owner died, you lost it, those parallel cases of Asham, what do? You wait for the animal to get a mum, you sell it, you use the money to bring a karban. So isn't that considered like an Asham la'achar misa? Because if the person died, what do? With it? You still use something of it to as a karban. Right? Rashi says, and this is the third line on top, Sha'asham shemesu ba'al of roe, you send it to graze, v'dam of nochon, l'keitzim izbeach. So you use its money. So isn't that an example? So what's the Reish Lakish bothered by? An Asham Lachar Misa. We do something with an Asham Lachar Misa. It's not like a chatos, which the animal has to die if the owner died. No! You wait till it gets a mum and you take the money, v'chulu. So amalohu Rav Sheshes, Asham l'may karav l'mosaro. Rav Sheshes is like, what's the actual Asham is not hokrav as an Asham. Right? What do you use the Asham for? You wait till it gets a mum, and then you use the money in order to, you know, to buy carbonolas. So chatas nami mikrav karva mosara lachatas. There's even a case of chatas that you have that. What's the case of chatas? Rashi quotes the case of chatas, where the mosar is even a dava kigom. Look at the skinny lines in Rashi. Hifrishte chatos lachrayas. The regular chatos mesos, the five cases, that animal's gonna have to be left to die. But what about now? You have to bring a carbon chatas. You brought two animals, just in case. Just in case one gets lost. I'm mafrish two animals la'achrayas. And then I use one of them. Nothing got lost. So what's the halacha with the other one? So the other one has to be left to die? No, that's not one of the five that the halacha Moshe Mishnah teaches me has to be left to die. That one has the same thing as let it graze while it gets a mum and use the money to buy an ola. So what if after the first one is brought, the guy dies? You do the same thing. So says the Gemara, what you're saying, an Asham can be used as for the Mosar, so Chatos also. So that's not what we're talking about. That's not considered the carbon being brought after death. That's its money. It's too distant. So Gemara says, Avagav the carbon Mosar, Mi'ed Rachmanahu. Says the Gemara, no, even though its Mosar is brought, you still have the exclusion of who, right? Meaning who, it has to be, right, only if it is as it's supposed to be, meaning it's a full chatas, that's when it's kosher. If it's not a full chatas, then it's going to be pasul. That's what our Mishnah says. So Gemara says, Asham nami ksiv behu. Doesn't Asham also say the word hu, right? That it has Isha, Rashi quotes the pasuk, Isha, Lashem, Asham, hu. When Asham is kosher, and if not, it's pasul. So again, we're still struggling. Why shouldn't Asham be like chatas? And therefore, if it's shalo lishma, it should be pasul. So Gemara says, no, that hu by Asham is not the same as the hu by chatas.
The Hu by Chatas is talking about the real avodos of a Chatas. The Hu by Asham, Hahu lahachar haktaras emurim hu dechsev. That's written all the way at the end of the avoda, when you burn the fats. Kidetanya, aval Asham ono mar barahu elalachar haktaras emurim. It, the Hu is written only at the end, and Vahu atzmo im loktir emurim kasher. And that obviously, that avoda isn't even needed. Even if I'm not maktir the fats, it's still a kosher animal. Remember, the avodas are only shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. After I do zrika sadam, even if I don't end up burning the fats of the animal, the animal's kosher. So the fact that it says who there, that the asham has to be an asham when you're maktir the emurin, so that is not something that I have to worry about. Stop there for a moment. So it's interesting, the Zera Avram. The Zera Avram is a sefer that's written of letters back and forth from Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the greats that was killed in the Shoah, written to Rav Avraham Loftir. The Zera Avram. Rav Avraham Loftir was the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. He didn't have any children. So Rav Menachem Zemba published the letters, or the descendants published the letters between them and called it Zera Avram. This would be like the Rav Avram Loftir's children. So a lot of it is about Kachim. So there in Siman Dalet, he discusses something that we'll have to talk about. Haktaras Emurim. We see it's not even Ma'akev. Is Haktaras Emurim, to use Lashonos that we're familiar with, is that a Din Prati or a Din Klali? When I'm Maktar Emurim of Chatas, of Shlamim, of Asham, is that looked at as Haktaras Emurim of each specific carbon? These are the fats of the Asham, this is the fats of the Chatas, the fats of everything. Or do you say it's just more of a Din Klali? This Haktaras Emurim of Karbanos. Not a specific carbon for carbon. We'll have to see what the nafkaminas are. Either way, it's an avoda that's not ma'akev. There's one Tana that says it's ma'akev. We'll have to get to. But Bez Hashem. But that the fact that Haktaras Emurim is not ma'akev is not really an avoda. See, he has that interesting question. Do we say that it is just a general idea? Beis Gedarim. To who chiyav prati ala carbon, kemo taras carbon, lishcho velizrok shlamim ma'olav ki agavna, kein midini ha-carbon gam haktaras emurim? O Dilma, Yesh Lomar, the Chiyav Prati Shala Karban, Dainu Kashemoa Prati Shlamim, O Ola, Eno Alaktara, Kivan Shaina Ma'akevis Haritsui, the Chiyav Haktara, who Chiyav Klali, the Kale Muria Karbanos, Yehe, Shlamim, Machadas, Otoda, Yishriyav Lahaktir, Aval Ain Shame Karban Klal Alaktara. And he quotes Machlokas Rishonim that might relate to that. That's an important question to keep in mind in the world of Haktaras Emurin. Period. So now continue. The Elohu Lamali. So the Gemara says, okay, the word who is not so significant. It's written by Asham after the Haktaras Emurim. So what does the word who teach me? L'kidr Rav Huna Amar Rav. D'amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Asham shenitak l'ri'iya. What's the halacha by an Asham? An Asham, remember the five cases. What if you have a carbon Asham and the owner dies? Or it gets too old? Or you lost it and you use another one, then you find it. All the cases where the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that the chatas has to be left to die, the asham is sent out to graze. Asham shenitak l'ri'iya, an asham that's sent out. Nitak. What does nitak mean? That's a good question. Different Rishonim say different things. Rashi here says, Bezdin decides it should go out to graze. Nitak l'ri'iya, v'shachto stam. And then after you sent it out to graze, you shechted it stam. You didn't have anything in mind. Kusher. That is kusher. That's what we'll see the word who teaches me. But we darshan, nitak in, lo nitak lo. Only if you decided and sent it out to graze, is it then kosher when you shechted lishma. Because then it could be viewed as an ola, and an ola is kosher. Lo nitak lo. But if you did not send it out to graze, lo, then it's still an asham, and if you shechted stam, which you want it to be an ola, because it doesn't exist anymore as an asham, then it would be pasul. My taima amakra hu tahavayaso yehe. Who means it's still an asham. Meaning only if you uproot the status of asham, you're menatik it, you send it out to graze, then it becomes an ola. So then if you're shochet it stam, then it could be an ola. But if you didn't, then it's still an asham, and therefore if you shecht it stam, it would be possible. So this relates to a topic that we've spoken about in the past, a machlokas Rashi and Tosas right here. It appears in many places in Shas. The idea of nitak l'ri'iya, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Meaning, is there a natural flow in asham? You send it out to graze. Does an asham automatically become an ola? Or does an asham, something needs to be done to make it
into an ola, to uproot the status of an asham and make it into an ola. That is a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam right here. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, like in the fifth line of the Tosfos, Hagah, Rabbeinu Tam lo garis kan nitak in lo nitak lo. No, he doesn't. He's not goris that. Right? It's a according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a natural state on a daraisa level that an asham becomes an ola. Midrabanan, you might have to do something. But naturally, in Asham, right when the situation arises, it could become an Ola. While Rashi and other Rishonim say, no, on a Daraisa level, this is what the Pasuk says. Hu b'hava yaso yehei, it's still an Asham. And mi Daraisa, you have to be menatik it. So that's not just a detail. That relates to what we were mentioning before. The connection between Asham and Chatas, and Asham and Ola. Asham, as we said, it's ba'al chet, like a Chatas, but in all the Avodos, it's like the other Karbanos. Which makes it has an affinity to Ola. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh, he says, according to at least Rabbeinu Tam, in every Asham, there's a secret little bit of Ola. And that's how it can naturally become an Ola. Just like Karban Pesach. There are other Karbanas that could like or have a fluid connection. A Karban Pesach, when it's not Erev Pesach anymore, it all of a sudden becomes a Shlamim. Without doing anything. It's automatic. Some karbanos are connected to each other. There's affinity between them. So machlokas, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam, do you have that by Asham and Ola as well? Let's just do a little more, and then we'll stop. Yasvi, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Rav Adab, Rav Masna, Gabayu. So all of these conversations have to do with two rabbis and one rabbi. The Yasvi, the Kamri, and they were saying, Had to Kamri, Rabbi Lazar. We find, Rabbi Lazar answered, Reish Lakish, if you remember, that things come Lachar Misa that are Kasha Ve'in Maratzeh. Right, so Lema Le Reish Lakish, Hananami Lesi Velirtsu. Right, why can't Reish Lakish answer that these, it could even be Maratzeh? Meaning his answer, they brought him as a Raya, the carbon of Yoledes. Why didn't Reish Lakish say, that's not a good precedent? Because the Yarshim are bringing that for themselves. They're bringing an Ola. So the Ola will cover for themselves, wouldn't it? I'm looking for a carbon that's totally not accomplishing anything right now except for the original owner. Your case of Yoledes is accomplishing something for now. So Amar Lahen Rav Adar Bar Masna, Yoledes, Imhi Yolda, Banei Mi Yoldu. What are you talking about? Carbon Yoledes has anything to do with the children? Doesn't it have to do only with the event of Leda? And that was only for the mother. So it is a good precedent of bringing it after death and not accomplishing anything. So Maskav Laravasi. Well, who's to say diika kama asega balomis kapra? Who's to say that it doesn't also work for the children? That if they have some assays that they haven't done, right? It's mechaper for that. The kiva diika kama asega ba mechapra yorshanami mechapri, right? And since it could work for her assays, it could work for them. Meaning, who says it doesn't work for them either? And therefore, that's the conversation. That's why they brought it, again, trying to figure out whether this is a good precedent, not working for the Yarshim at all, or not a good precedent. But again, it might start off, it can only work for the Yarshim if it first worked for her. Then it would be a good precedent, even if the Yarshim are a result. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Lameimra, which gets into the next sugya. Meshem, we will continue in these sugyas about, again, it's a lot of details, but a lot of the details are reflective of different themes of every carbon, which is what we're really trying to do throughout the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.